Chapter 100.
So, this is the island that was destroyed in a volcanic eruption? Dion asked as they made their final descent. Looks okay to me, Eugene mused. I wonder how many other people have arrived, Faith said. All in good time, Miss Amana, Gaia announced. My robot assistants have been following my directions and building plans, and the core structures of the main residences are complete. We're still trying to confirm which style and format will be best received by the new inhabitants of Nova Doma, but many of the basics have been taken care of. The plane came to a full stop, and the group disembarked, grabbed their luggage, and climbed aboard a small shuttle bus decorated with solar panels. The bus made its way to what was clearly a central town square of sorts. LP felt like he had just stepped into a postcard advertising the most lush, posh resort he could imagine. A kaleidoscope of colours surrounded them, as well as a rich sound of birds, frogs, and other creatures. The air was incredibly fresh. A few people were already there, milling about, making their own preparations. In the distance, he could see the beaches that surrounded the core area, and, out beyond them, a few smaller islands off in the distance. A robot approached them. It wasn't humanoid at all, but was just a large block on wheels, designed to be compatible with any terrain. Gaia's voice was broadcast from the box. Your temporary residences will be finished within the next few days. Until then, we've organized a number of caves that are extremely comfortable and have all the amenities you'll need. Thus it was, at this new beginning, that they returned to the caves.